Hi, Terry.
Hi there. Say, I'm trying to track down a homocysteine issue. I have looked at a number of different markers, including MMA, and that seems to be just fine. But homocysteine has been bouncing around from around 8 to 17 and, you know, anywhere in between. And folate seems to be fine. B12 is in the 900-plus range. So I've been looking at Dr. Ben Lynch's pathway planner for folate methionine cycle, and it occurred to me that this is a hypothesis I want to run by you. My naturopath has me on a selenomethionine, and I'm homozygous for MTHFR 677. And I'm wondering if too much of that methionine could be raising the SAM level enough that the negative feedback loop could be inhibiting that MTHFR chemistry and keeping homocysteine higher than it should be.
Well, you've certainly been doing your studying. You certainly, yes, sir, it does make some sense. It's certainly not a proven hypothesis, but it does make sense to hypothesize and call it that. And again, congratulations for doing your studying, because the folks who study up on what their health needs are most likely to be with us longer and healthier at the same time, too. So anyway, congratulations on that. Now, having congratulated you, which you deserve, I'm not trying to buddy you up or anything. You deserve it for looking all this up. I'm also wondering about one other thing, sir. The only way you can prove that hypothesis is, of course, by cutting out the material that you think might be causing trouble, giving it about 60 days, and getting the test done again. That's the only way you can prove it, at least in your own body.
Right.
I won't say you prove it for everybody,
right,
but you prove it in your own body. The other thing I'm wondering, though, sir, is that sometimes if folks get onto N-acetylcysteine, why that really helps out and the levels drop. Have you tried that one yet? You mentioned a number of things you tried. I don't think I remember that one.
What was that one again? Which?
It's capital N, and then acetyl, A-C-E-T-Y-L, and then C-Y-S-T-E-I-N-E.
Yes, I've been taking that once a day, 600 milligrams once a day for quite some time throughout this entire bouncing back and forth on the, homocysteine. So
right, so you've got that covered.
Changed.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
And which marker is it, did you say, specifically that you're after, the marker of inflammation?
Well, the homocysteine, I'm looking at a graph of values that goes back to July 2016, and it was between 8 and 9, topped out around 16.9, and then last summer was down in the 8 to 9 range. Now it's back up in the 12 to 13 range. And
okay.
So that... Yeah, bouncing all over the place, and I don't know what I've done different.
I think
I might do then is just stop with the selenomethionine for a while and retest. How long would it take, if that works, how long would it take, do you think, for homocysteine to come back down?
Well, to have a good idea of whether it was that or not, you need at least 60 days, sir, perhaps 90, but at least 60.
I'm sorry, how long?
At least 60 days to test that hypothesis,
okay,
and maybe 90.
Okay. That's easy. I can do that. And, of course, there in that chemistry, there are all sorts of other cofactors and zinc and B6 and other B vitamins and stuff, and I haven't changed any of those. So it's either that or maybe that transsulfuration pathway, the CBS down to glutathione, may be plugged up somehow that I don't know.
One of the thoughts, sir, I'll relay this. You've probably heard it before, so shut me up if you have. But that comes from Australian researchers who were comparing the effect of selenomethionine eating four Brazil nuts a day, 200 micrograms of selenomethionine or eating four Brazil nuts a day. And what they found in their research was that the enzymes that are supported by selenium worked a whole lot better when people ate the Brazil nuts than when they took the selenomethionine, because the Brazil nuts have the cofactors that nature wants right in there, right along with selenium. And the thionine is not necessarily what nature wants right along with the selenium. Yeah. So after you've done your 60-day research, if you find out, that was really the case, it's just up, it's certainly up to you. You're doing the research, and congratulations on that. But you might want to try Brazil nuts. They have no methionine in them, and see if that does you better because it's got all the selenium cofactors.
Yes, and that was actually next on my list. I just forgot to mention it.
Okay.
Very well. Thank you. Okay, well, thank you very much.
You're welcome, sir. You got to tell me one thing, though. Got to tell me. Are you an engineer? Are you an engineer?
You are not the first person to ask. Let me tell you that my undergraduate work is physics, my graduate work is business, and my career 40 years was IT. So, yes, I have to know how things work.
You do. Okay. Well, congratulations on that, too.
One other quick question. Which was it, the tocopherols or tocotrienols that inhibit the lipid peroxidation of the phosphatidylcholine and other fatty acids? Which of those two?
It's the tocopherols, sir. They're the ones that...
tocopherols, okay.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Tocopherols.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. I thought so. Okay. Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome.